Hello, my name is Sean Murray. I'm the guitarist with Glasgow-based funk band Alabaster Jones, and welcome to our podcast all about funk music. We'll investigate the origins of the genre, how it's progressed over the years, and we'll get a chance to talk to some of the other guys in the band about what it means to play funk music. In the mid-1960s, African-American musicians carved out a fresh new genre of music. Funk, as it became known, was a musical concoction based on several different musical styles such as soul, jazz, and rhythm and blues. For the first time, melody and harmony took a back seat, focusing instead on a central rhythmic groove. Interweaving rhythms were complemented with a single riff or a vamp based on a single chord. Traditionally speaking, funk music featured instruments such as electric guitar, bass, drums, and organ. The inclusion of a horn section also became extremely common in funk music. Saxophones, trumpets, and trombones all feature heavily in funk, and again, were often used to accentuate rhythmic hits. During the 1960s, the influence of the syncopated style of Cuban music influenced the development of rhythm and blues in New Orleans. Musicians from outside New Orleans would soon learn to adapt these rhythmic methods and to incorporate these in the development of funk music. Most notably, James Brown and those he wrote and performed with made the transition from shuffle rhythms and 12-8 ballads to songs featuring a 4-4 time signature and an entirely new approach to drumming that emulated the famous New Orleans style. Brown's original style of funky soul would soon influence a whole new generation of funk bands that emerged throughout the 60s and 70s. Bands such as The Meters, Sly and the Family Stone, and Tower of Power. This was an exciting time for American music, ushering in an array of new groups who helped shape the genre of funk. I caught up with Glasgow-based funk band Alabaster Jones at their studio rehearsal and were able to ask them a few questions about what it means to write and perform funk music. What is it about writing and performing funk music that you enjoy?
For me, it's the discipline and the structure when playing funk music, and that leading into the groove and just the general feeling. It feels alive. And when you're writing funk music and you have the fundamentals, so you get everything on the one, and it's so simple at the same time, but there's an art to it.
I like big grooves and big fat beats. Beats you can't not dance to, the infectious ones, the ones that you don't realise you're bobbing to till it's too late.
What kind of funk musicians inspire you?
A lot of it comes down to my childhood. My dad, he'd have a lot of the stuff playing as a kid, and you know, that's what I listened to. Starting off things like Temptations, the psychedelic soul, a lot of funk-based era. And as I've got older as well, it's progressed into bands such as, you know, Sly and the Family Stone, even like Stevie Wonder, for example, and there are other bands such as the Fatback Band and Average White Band as well.
How has the genre of funk changed over the years?
The genre's changed massively. I think when you look back at James Brown in particular, has, you know, the way that was set up, you had the drummer, bass was so tight, and they were the fundamentals of that band, and it was a lot more organic sounding and a lot more grounded in soul music that's just kind of preceded that as well, and it's, you know, a mishmash of the two. And then if you move on, you know, looking at broad strokes here, things started to get a little bit more electronic.
But I think through the years it's become a wee bit purer. Dance has come back into it. Jamiroquai brought the funk back vocally. Stevie Wonder influences. But Stevie Wonder is the creator of the quintessential soul melody. So anything that can take an influence from that guy is going to be funky at the core.
How does funk music compare to other styles of music when played in a live environment?
That connection with the crowd when you're playing your music and they're dancing to that and they're just going crazy and they don't want you to stop. That's something that I've never had before in any other style of music.
Have you ever been to a heavy metal gig? Loads of big, hairy, sweaty guys battering each other. You go to a funk gig, you see cats dancing.
There you have it. Now all that's left for me to say is thank you for joining me and stay funky.